Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-hold-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date on current issues in the NHL, even the controversial ones. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your host, Brad Berube.
Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast, episode 150. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube, joined alongside my co-host each and every week, Blake Friars. Blake, all the trades in the expansion draft kind of overshadowed this weekend's draft.
Or the lack of trades, I mean.
There's a lot of trades. There's a ton of trades leading up to.
Tons. I mean,
way more than.
I thought there would have been a lot more. Like, I thought Tampa would have made a trade for sure to try to keep Yanni Gord.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get to that section, but
like I thought there would have been more of those trades, I think it came down to that Vegas, like the GM learned a lesson from the Vegas expansion draft and said, screw it, we're just going to give him one player instead of three players or two players or first round picks, yada yada yada. So
don't you learn from your, Tampa Bay couldn't afford to pay him anyways.
I just don't know how you can justify protecting McDonough over Gordon and Killorn. Like I don't know. Like he played big for him in the playoffs, but man, that contract is oof. And he's like 33 years old too, so I don't know. Gordon definitely a big loss for Tampa Bay though.
ESPN's production of it I thought was atrocious.
No, I did some research. Apparently it was an NHL Network production.
No, it was an ESPN production.
Yeah, anyways.
ESPN production. It was atrocious. You do not have Chris Fowler on. He doesn't watch hockey, know hockey, or give two shits about hockey. And then a bunch of football players that we have no idea, and they couldn't even get the right shirt size for the football players. Like, what the fuck was that show?
Yeah, I mean, I watched about 10 minutes of it because all the picks were announced at like 8 a.m. So, or 10 a.m. So... It wasn't very good marketing for the league, for people to build up anticipation.
Vegas was the same way. We knew all the Vegas picks the day before.
That's what I'm saying. Like people are bitching. Oh, we knew the team by noon. I mean, if the NHL really wants to fix that, have Seattle submit their list at 4:30 and have the show at 5.
You can't. There's no way you're not going to have.
But I'm just saying, people bitching. Like, I know that's not possible.
Okay, but those same people bitching didn't have to be on social media. If they wanted a fucking secret, phone away.
I mean, I got notifications on for all those guys. I didn't really care, but it is what it is.
Oh, people just like to bitch. The Stanley Cup. So I saw a picture of the Stanley Cup, and it looked like it had one hellacious dent in it. Is that a true, real picture or not?
Yeah, it's 100% real. I had to go back to Montreal to get repaired. It's 1,000% true.
I think they need to start changing some rules then. That shit should never happen.
Yeah, that's a little over the board. That's a little over the top.
That's complete disrespect is what it is.
Right, yeah. That's definitely a little reckless. It
should never happen. The most cherished trophy in any sport. And those yahoos are treating it like that. Mm-hmm. That's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Baseball, I got a couple questions for you since you're like the baseball guy.
I don't know. No Blue Jays questions pissed me off today.
A fan hits a Red Sox player at Yankee Stadium with a ball. Big shocker, Yankee Stadium.
Shocker.
So Major League Baseball bans the guy from all 30 stadiums for life. How do you fucking police that?
I have the same question.
I hate it in society when we land punishments that are not enforceable. Like, yeah, there is no way on God's green earth that's ever going to get enforced. And that guy could go to 30 games next year and never be seen.
I don't know.
How?
I thought it was super harsh. Like,
do you think somebody in Seattle is going to be like, some ticket guy in Seattle is going to be like, hey, that's the dude that threw the ball last year?
No, probably not. But
probably not.
I thought it was pretty harsh, though. I mean, you see fans throwback opposing team home runs all the time. Like, I don't really think he meant to hit Verdugo. Like, I don't think, like, he was like, yeah, I'm going to go to the ballpark today. I'm going to sit in left field. I'm going to, if I get a baseball, I'm going to throw it at Verdugo's back. Like, I don't think that's, like, it was his intentions. Obviously, it can happen. MLB's got to protect their players, but, like, yeah, it was stupid.
God. And more stupid. Let's talk more baseball stupidity. The Cleveland Indians are now the Guardians. Did they have, like, a fucking kindergarten team vote on this name?
Yeah. I like the logo. I think the logo is really cool. I don't mind the logo. I don't really like the name.
The logo looks like a kid designed it.
I don't mind the logo. It's simple. It's cool. Like, I don't really mind the logo. I don't like the name at all.
A Guardian?
I would have liked the, like, spiders or something. Cleveland Spiders or something. That would have been cool.
That is equally as gay. That is fucking atrocious.
I don't know. What was wrong with the Indians, though? Like, are we going to have to change the Blackhawks?
Will. Like, Blackhawks next year will be changed. Atlanta Braves will be changed. You know what? I want change. I want the fucking Minnesota Vikings changed. I'm a Norwegian. Yeah. Fuck this. I want them changed. I want it changed. I'm 100% Norwegian. Well, I want it changed.
Do the Washington Redskins, do they change their name yet?
Yes.
What's their name?
Nothing. They just went Washington Football.
Washington Football Team, yeah, but they're kind of come up with a name, though.
I don't think they are.
They're not going to be a Washington Football Team. That's pretty tough to market. You need to get a logo out there for your brand.
I'd leave it.
Okay.
God damn.
Lots of hockey talk. No more baseball talk.
You know what? I noticed this week that my fire was back for hockey a little bit this week.
Oh, 100%.
I had kind of been like pissed on it for the last 2 months, and I kind of felt it. I felt it back this week again.
Listen. I just can't wait to watch my team play. I'm getting that feeling. I was like, damn, I want hockey. Like, can it be October?
You bitched all year last year. I don't know why you're excited for that again.
What did you say?
You bitched all year last year. I don't know why you're excited to watch that.
We got no more shitbags on our team, so it's full time. Yes. Let's go.
Yes, you do. He stands about 6'6".
No. Nope.
It is episode 150, and
That's a milestone.
Another milestone.
150 episodes.
It's a lot. Jesus. Considering
put up with your dumbass for 150 episodes.
Yeah. I put up with your predictions. On today's show, we're going to talk expansion draft in the Seattle Kraken. We're going to talk trade signings, the 2021 entry draft. We'll talk a little bit about. When we go around the NHL, we'll talk about Pekka Rinne, a wild buyout, and the NHL schedule is out, and people are marking their calendars already. Thanks goes out to our sponsor, Manscaped. Get on over to manscaped.com, promo code THEDEBATE, and it'll get you 20% off and free shipping. All right, Blake. So I don't even remember what night it was now. Was it Friday? No, Thursday. Well, Wednesday night. Wednesday night. They announced
expansion draft.
Seattle Kraken. And everything was leaked in the morning, and I did not. I mean, I knew that was going to happen. Like, silly that people were even upset. Like, turn off your phones if you want a surprise. Wasn't it a surprise when you saw it on your phone? I don't get it. Wasn't it like 3 hours worth of surprises instead of like 3 minutes?
That is true.
I thought it was pretty damn cool to see. I don't know. I didn't have a problem with it. And they did. It happened with Vegas. I don't know why people were freaking out about it. But let's talk a little bit about this team, and let's talk a little bit about what we thought was going to happen and what actually did happen. And I don't know. In my opinion, I didn't think it went too much different than I anticipated it to go. They did exactly what I thought. They were going to protect their cap space, and they did.
Yeah, for sure. Now, they're going to do one or two things. They're going to go out and spend in free agency or trades, or they're going to weaponize their cap space and take some bad contracts and get picks. So there's kind of a couple directions you can do. They might go the route that Arizona is going down, just collecting a lot of picks and prospects. I don't know. It'll be interesting. Obviously, they signed Ekman Larson and Alexiak to decent contracts. So
Ekman Larson. What are you talking about?
Not Ekman Larson. Adam Larson. Sorry about that. Yeah, their defense is actually pretty strong.
They have a really good defense. Really good defense. Yeah. A little weak down the middle.
There's going to be some trades, obviously. They drafted like 7 left-handed defensemen, so probably a few of those are out the door. So
so who did you like as picks? There's a few of them that stood out to me that I thought, that's a good pick.
I like Carson Soucy from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jordan Eberle, that was a good pick.
Yeah, that was one that stood out for me, too.
Just trying to think here without looking at their team. Drieger, obviously, that's their guy they decided to go with, right?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Oh, I mean, come on. Let's get serious here. He's got how many games of...
Well, I mean, like, that's the decision that they made, though.
Yeah, but they've got other options, though, too. They got Vanacek, who's
Hey, listen. I was very, very shocked that they didn't take Kaapo Kähkönen from Minnesota.
I was, too, but Carson Soucy makes
Carson
all
Soucy
the sense
is
in the world.
Good.
You know what? You know who I think the secret pick here is? And I know you're going to probably laugh at this, but you know who I think the secret...
Vince Dunn's a great pickup, too.
Yeah, but you know who the secret pick is that's going to be really, really good? Joey Decord from Ottawa.
Yeah. My shout-out to my dad. He actually predicted... I said there's no chance they take him, but... it's 24-year-old goalie. Another guy, well, obviously Yanni Gord, that's their best player. They drafted Matthew Beniers in the second overall. Mason Appleton, another underrated pickup.
That's a good pickup.
Really good pickup. I like Cali Yarncroke, another good depth guy. Brandon Tanev, guy that, that'll go to war for you. Jonas Donskoy, another underrated player on the right side for them. They picked up the Hayden Fleury boys. Mark Giordano, obviously. I don't know if he's going to be flipped or not.
He's not being flipped.
I'm not sure. Like, I don't think they would have
There's
brought
no
him to
way.
Seattle. I don't think they would have brought him to Seattle if they were going to flip him. I don't think
not
that would be very smart.
That'd be a big-time giant dick move.
And then they picked up Vanacek and Net. So, they shied away from the big contracts. You know, GMs are kind of daring them to take with Price, Tarasenko, Voracek, who end up getting flipped to Columbus, which we'll probably talk about later on. But, they save their cap. And we'll see what happens.
Did it surprise you that Carey Price didn't get picked? Because it didn't surprise me in the least. It's a bad contract.
I don't know. Like, there's – I mean, how do you not take a guy like Carey Price if you're trying to – I mean, the thing is, like, yeah, they could have gave him $11 million, but you easily get that back in merchandise and ticket sales and yada, yada, yada. Like, I get that he's out 10 to 12 weeks with knee surgery. Like, I understand his health and stuff. But
Blake, 12 months ago, everybody in the hockey world was saying it's a horrendous contract. Horrendous. Contract.
I mean, but if there's anybody in the league to take him, it's Seattle. That could take him, it's Seattle. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they don't want him. He's not playing very well. Minus the playoffs last year, he was not a good goalie for the last 2 years prior to that. Was not.
I mean, the way that he played in the playoffs, I think put a lot of teams on notice that Carey Price is still an elite goaltender when he's on. Right?
Well, he wasn't great in the finals, I'll tell you that.
Well, he wasn't great in two games. Montreal didn't really help him.
Not at all, they didn't.
Montreal didn't get much help. Carey Price has had 3 of those 5 games. Played unbelievable. So, it's going to be a while for Montreal to get back there, especially with Weber's uncertainty and we'll probably talk about that later. But, I mean, I wasn't really surprised. I thought there might have been a chance to take Carey Price. I wasn't like, oh, my God, wow, they didn't take Carey Price. It's like, I thought there would have been a chance, but they decided to go a different route.
Yeah. I think it's probably not the best.
I like their goaltending. Like, Vitek Vanacek, DeCord, it's young. It's going to be they're going to battle each other out for that starting spot. Vanacek played well for the Capitals down the stretch.
Let's be serious. Like, do we expect all three of these guys to pan out? No, but name me a threesome in the NHL where all of them pan out. I think this is good.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I think it's really, really good. Was there one guy you were really shocked they didn't take?
That they didn't take? To be honest, I'm trying to think here. I can't really think of anybody.
I was a little surprised they didn't take Kakanen, and I was a little
that's what I said already, yeah. Kakanen, yeah.
And I was a little surprised that, in a way, they didn't take a veteran goalie.
Yeah, they went pretty young, didn't they, right?
Which I don't know that that's a bad choice, though.
There is a lot of veteran guys in free agency, though, if they want to go that route.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad – I'm not saying it's a bad choice because, really, if you're thinking about the future, it's probably smarter to build young in net, right?
Were you surprised that they didn't take, a guy like Jake Bean?
I know a lot of people
about – flipped for a second-round pick?
Maybe. I mean, I think a lot of people were kind of a little bit surprised on that one, but I don't know. I mean – in a way, yes.
I'm just looking through the players that were on protection here in Cap Friendly just to see it. Troy Stetcher, that would have been a nice right-handed defenseman. And who did they take? They took Dennis Chalowski, who's a younger left-handed defenseman. I understand that, but I thought they would have went with the older guy in Stetcher, 27.
What is Troy? I mean, I'm not against Troy Stetcher, but what has he done? Really?
He just does a lot of things right out there. He's not that flashy. He just makes the right play. Unless they want to develop that kid, I don't know. Let's see. Noah Chari could have been a decent pickup for them, but they went with Driedger, obviously. I thought there would have been a side deal for Driedger, and they took another player, but. Because Driedger's a UFA, they didn't really have to select him.
But they had him signed. They had him signed. They got to talk to him early and sign him.
Yeah, I understand that, Brad. But there's no shot Florida would have been able to resign him in UFA.
They didn't want to play dirty pool, not sign him.
That's true.
I mean, they could have done the same thing. They could have done the same thing with Edmonton. They could have taken the Adam Larson contract, slid it in the drawer until free agency, picked another guy from Edmonton, and then double-dipped on it, and they didn't do it.
That creates bad relationships.
They could have done it with Florida, and they could have done it with Edmonton. Probably should have done it.
From the Kings, who did they get from the Kings? They took Curtis McDermott. I thought they would have took Blake Lizotte or Brandon Lemieux. That's just me, though. I thought they would have got a gritty fourth from there. What do you think?
I don't know. That one didn't really surprise me too much.
Let's see. Minnesota, we already talked about. Montreal, we already talked about. Let's see. Nashville. I wasn't surprised that Duchesne or Johansson didn't go.
No. Why would you take either one of them?
It was no brainer. I was kind of surprised that they didn't maybe look at Will Butcher a little bit.
Yeah.
He is kind of a high price, 3.7. Let's see here. Keep going down the list. They took Eberle.
Let's roll on. We got a ton to talk about. Let's roll on over to some of the signings that have happened here in the last week. Anthony Duclair, 3 years, $3 million each year. Signing back in Florida. That did not surprise me at all. One of I feel, I mean, probably one of the best defensemen in the league is Miro Heiskanen. 8 years, $8.45 million, huge contract given out by the Dallas Stars to a guy that I think he's worth. I think it's worth it.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's a good defenseman.
It's a big contract though. Adam Larson, like we talked about, and Jamie Olenciak sign with in Seattle. Larson gets four years.
People were bitching about this, eh?
Why?
There's a lot of people like, oh my god, he left the Oilers and McDavid to go to Seattle for the same price. Yeah, is no taxes in Seattle.
Like, not even that, but is Edmonton going anywhere?
Like, first of all, Edmonton's a shithole.
Has Edmonton been nice to Adam Larson at all?
I just feel like there was a lot of unnecessary added pressure to Adam Larson because he got traded 1-for-1 for Taylor Hall.
I know. That's exactly my point.
And I think he just got sick of the media and sick of everything else and just wanted to go somewhere else.
And have a fresh start. And I don't blame him one bit.
I don't blame him either. He's a good defenseman. I wouldn't even mind if the Canucks got a guy like that. He's solid.
4 years, $4 million per year. Jamie Olenciak gets 5 years, $4.6 million. The Oilers that we were talking about signed Mike Smith to a 2-year deal at 2.2. I don't even know what I think of that.
Okay, here's my thoughts on that. Mike Smith is a great backup. He's good, capable of starting 20 to 25 games a year, okay? Yeah. Edmonton lost Larson. Barry is still a free agent. They brought in an aging Duncan Keith. Too bad this isn't 2009, okay? And they still don't have a starting goalie. Are we really bringing back Koskinen and Mike Smith? Because if that's the case, this team is going to struggle to make playoffs.
I keep thinking, and
there's got to be more. Like, and they're going to give Hyman a 7-year deal. He's 29. Like, I understand like what they're doing with Hyman. They're gonna, like, he's a perfect winger for Matthew or for
that
for McDavid.
That contract is stupid.
It's bad. The AAV is about right. $5 million is about right for Hyman. There's no way I'm going 7 years with that guy.
I'm not even going $5 million.
Like maybe 4.5 over like four years
tops.
Like. Maybe five. But they still don't have there's got to be a plan. Like, I don't know what the hell what is going on here. Their right side defense is totally depleted. What are we going to run? Ethan Bear out there on the first pairing on the right side? Like they still got no starting goalie. Like, costing has got to be bought. Oh, you got to think.
Well, they said they're buying out one player, and everybody thinks it's Nia.
There's a lot of term left. There's 3 years left on that.
They should buy out Koskinen before Neil, in my mind.
Oh, 100% you buy out Koskinen. He's only got 1 year left. So you pay him this year, and then you got him on the books for, I think it's $800,000 next season, $1 million next season. Edmonton's got to be kicking tires on Freddie Anderson here, no?
I would think.
Like, that you got, like, they missed out on
Mark. How are they going to afford him, though?
How
are they going to afford him?
Well, I mean, I think you're going to have to convince him to take a little less.
Why would he do that?
Well, I mean, he had a bad year last year, though, Brad. Like, his health and his play didn't do him any favors on getting a big contract this year. So he might be forced to do what Tyson Barrie did and bet on himself on a 1-year, $3.5 million, $4 million deal. Oh. He might have to do it. Go to Edmonton. Bet on himself, and we'll see what happens. Like, I can see that as a possibility. Oh, another guy, Phil Grubauer. What's going on with this guy?
Can
Edmonton go out and get a guy like that?
They can't afford him.
Well, if they can figure out a way to reallocate some cap, we'll see.
How?
I don't know.
They got too many big contracts.
I know. Well, I mean, I probably would have sent Nugent Hopkins walking, maybe, and focused on your back end and your goaltending situation, but all that's right. Just me.
Looks like the same problems next year to me and Edmonton.
Or just don't sign Hyman and just sign a goalie. Like, that's, yeah. They could have done that, too. Like, I really don't know, like, what's going on with that.
Barclay Goodrow signs 6 years, $3.6 million in New York.
Yeah, good deal. Good for him. A guy that grinded – busted his ass to get to the NHL level. Ended up getting traded for a first-round pick from San Jose and plays well in the playoffs, good warrior. I like this deal. I like this deal a lot for the Rangers, and the AAV makes a lot of sense, only at 3.6.
Two more big signings. Taylor Hall signs 4 years, $6 million per year in Boston. Not really a big surprise there. I think everything...
No, I was surprised he got $6 million. I wasn't surprised he got 4 years. But I think that that's all she wrote for David Krejci in Boston, unless he takes a huge pay cut.
Yeah.
We'll see what they do with Tuukka Rask. He's a free agent. He's talking about retiring maybe. So, I mean, who are they really going to put in net there? That's another team that could potentially need a starting goalie.
Yeah.
Right? Remember you talked about, you know, if you're the Oilers, maybe you call the Canucks for Braden Holtby. I think Edmonton or Boston could be in the market for a guy like that.
How funny would it be if Frederik Andersen went to Boston and then went,
in division? Oh, shit. Oh. And he just resurrects his career against the Leafs, beats him in the playoffs.
Kale McCarr signed 6 years, $9 million per year.
I like this AAV. I like this AAV, but for 9 years, I'm really shocked they couldn't get 8 years.
What did they? Didn't they get 8 years? Did I not?
No, they got six.
Oh well.
it was 640. It was 654.
I don't know if that matters.
Highest can sign eight times 8.4. Like if you're going 9 years with McCarr, like I thought they would have got him. For sure 8 years. When I saw six, I was like, ooh, that's kind of odd, but I don't know.
Let's roll through some trades that happened this week prior to the draft. As there was a three-way deal that included the Flyers, Golden Knights, and Predators. The Flyers get Ryan Ellis. Golden Knights get Nolan Patrick. Nashville gets Cody Glass and Philippe Myers. I think Philadelphia is a huge winner here.
Yeah, they are. Philadelphia's huge. They made a trio of trades that I thought were really good. We talked about this last year. If this team doesn't make the playoffs, they're going to be forced to make some big decisions and with their core. And there they are. They did it, right? They brought in Ellis. They brought in Ristolainen. They brought in Cam Atkinson. And, good start for Chuck Fletcher and the Flyers.
And the next two trades we'll talk about are two trades that involve the Arizona Coyotes, and it's crazy. But the Coyotes get Andrew Ladd, a second-round pick in 2021, a conditional second-rounder in 22, and a conditional third-round pick in 23, 4-0 to the Islanders. A cap dump. And then also with Philadelphia, they pick up Shane Gostisbehere, a 2022 second-rounder and a 2022 seventh-rounder for cap space.
Yep.
And, I don't know. I mean, God, is Arizona going to suck?
Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be a dark, dark hole. But, I mean, if this is the direction you got to do and take on bad contracts and then allocate picks, I mean, the bottom line is, Brad, they had to forfeit their first this year and their second next year. So they got to get those picks back. You got to think that Darcy Kemper, that's another guy. Does Darcy Kemper maybe go to Edmonton?
God, I hope not. They can't afford him. They can't afford him. They can't afford him.
I don't like it. But if Stuart Skinner at first and a defensive prospect for Arizona to eat cap, right? I don't know. Like that's definitely something to keep an eye on, though, is Kemper to Edmonton.
A trade that made no sense to me, and maybe you can fill me in on why this trade happened, but when I saw it, I was like, what the fuck is Carolina doing? They trade their goalie, Nedeljkovic, for a third-round pick. And this is a guy they've been grooming for years and hasn't done anything shitty. What the What's going on here?
You see my face right now, bro?
What? I mean,
that's what I did when I saw that shit on Twitter. I'm like,
I thought it was a joke.
Nedeljkovic, however you say it, was a Calder Trophy finalist. He was played unbelievable when Mrazek and Reimer went down. Guy burst on the scene, and you're not going to give this guy $3 million? Really? You're going to offer him $1.5 million and say, fuck it, you're gone? That's what we're doing here? That what that showed me is what a coward that owner is in Carolina.
I think that's what we're going to see a lot of from Carolina.
It's brutal. It's embarrassing. I'm surprised they ponied up and signed Rod Brendamore, for fuck's sakes. It's a joke.
What are you thinking if you're Rod Brendamore now and they won't even keep your goalie?
Did you see the quote from the owner? We need to have two veteran goalies. Yeah, because Jonathan Bernier is the answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck. Good God.
And what does he know?
Brutal.
Philadelphia brutal. Flyers acquire Rasmus Ristolainen for Robert Hägg, a first rounder in 2021 and a second rounder in 2023.
A lot to give up for Ristolainen, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But they restructured their whole defensive core. So yeah. They picked up two top four right-hand shot defensemen that they lacked heavily, right? They got rid of Gostisbehere on the left side. They still got Provorov and one more. What is his name? Sanheim on the left side.
I like
Sanheim, Provorov. And now you put Ellis and Ristolainen on the right side. All of a sudden, that's a really good top four. That's one of the best top fours in the league, in my opinion. Props to them.
Philadelphia got a lot better.
Oh, a lot better. Hell yeah. I might pick them to go to the Cup this year again. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Gotta make some jokes sometimes.
St. Louis and the New York Rangers pull off a good old-fashioned hockey trade, which I don't know what I feel about this one, because I'm Pavel Buchnevich goes to St. Louis for Sammy Blaze in a second rounder. I'm a Sammy Blaze fan.
I like Sammy Blaze.
I get what the Rangers want here.
I like Sammy Blaze, but I don't know if I like Sammy Blaze that much.
But think about this, though.
Rangers obviously didn't want to pay Buchnevich.
Yes, but think about this. The Rangers got their top six, and Sammy Blaze steps into your bottom six at a lesser price tag and will be as effective in a bottom six role. You can only have so many top six players.
Think about it.
You've got to manage the cap, too.
That is true. And he's cheap.
I don't know. It made sense to me.
Yeah.
Next two we'll talk about are what I would consider the big ones. Vancouver acquires Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Connor Garland. Coyotes get Jay Beagle, Louis Erickson, Antoine Roussel, a first-rounder in 2021, a second-rounder in 2022, and a seventh-rounder, and they don't even list the year.
2023. Yeah.
That's a huge... Okay, when I saw this, I got it. I understood exactly what Vancouver's trying to do, and I don't think it's dumb. I don't think it's dumb.
It's actually very smart.
But that is a huge price tag that you have for a long time now, especially when you have to sign Quinn Hughes, Pettersson. Like, I don't know how you're going to do it. I have no idea.
I have like a range of emotions here because I was on Twitter. I'm just laying on my bed, relaxing. All of a sudden, something pops up my phone. Anton Roussel to the Coyotes. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, the Canucks are reallocating some salary cap. You know, you're trading Roussel to Arizona to take on that contract.
Yep.
And then I refresh my timeline. Oliver Ekman-Larsson to the Canucks. I said, okay, what is going on here? Like, what the hell? There's got to be a massive trade. And then I see Erickson, Beagle, Roussel, a first. And I'm like, there's no way they just gave up that far, Oliver Ekman-Larsson. When I saw Connor Garland was in the deal, I was like, hell yeah. Connor Garland is a fantastic hockey player. The Canucks got themselves a hell of a top six forward. A guy that works his ass off, goes to the dirty areas. He reminds me a lot of Brendan Gallagher. An undersized guy. Not afraid to go to the areas. Listen. It's a huge risk. You're getting Oliver Ekman-Larsson is a huge risk.
And I don't get me wrong. I'm an Oliver Ekman-Larsson fan, but I'm also smart enough to see that he isn't the Oliver Ekman-Larsson of 2 years ago.
But listening to his press conference, he sounds like he's a very accountable player.
He is. And no one's ever said he isn't.
And he owned it. He owned it and said he wasn't good enough. I think the situation that Arizona put him in was really bullshit. They basically said that we don't want you. He gave him two teams to trade him to. It didn't work out, and he played the whole year in Arizona knowing that this team doesn't even want me anymore. Like, how would you feel if you were working at a job and you found out your boss said, oh, you're shitty at your job. You'd be like, what the fuck's going on here? You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I know exactly what you're saying.
Now he's going to a place where he's wanted. He needs a fresh start. This trade is really good for Quinn Hughes because now all of Ekman Larson is going to take the big minutes. Quinn Hughes is going to be freed up. He's going to get a little bit more offensive zone starts. And I think it just gives the fans, you know, some hope that there's potentially change coming. You know the definition of insanity, dude. You can't keep running the same core out there. For the first time, Brad, in 10 years, I can finally say that when I look at the Vancouver Canucks forward group, everybody is slotted in place. We all got no Tyler Motte in the top six. There's no Jake Virtanen in the top six.
Like last year, though. You picked him to go to the playoffs.
Listen. You got the Lotto line, right? You got Miller, Pettersson, Besser on the first line, okay? And then you got Hoglander, Horvat, Garland on the second line. And then you got Tanner Pearson, Jason Dickinson, who they acquired from Dallas, really good pickup, third line center, and Podkolzin, who's coming over from Russia. And then you got Mott, Highmore, and McEwen on the fourth line. Like, everybody is playing in their roles now. Now they got to figure out what to do with Holtby, what do they do with Nate Schmidt. I think that's the next two dominoes to fall. I mean, I don't think it'd be a bad idea if Nate Schmidt decided to stay. I think Holtby is all but gone. They might even buy him out this year. I'm not sure. They just bought Virtanen out to open up $2.5 million more of cap space. I think that was predicted by everybody. But, like, I didn't mind this trade. Like I said, it's a huge risk. But
you might mind it in a couple of years when you can't sign one of your big guys.
Obviously, the Canucks are banking on Oliver Ekman-Larsson returning to a 45 to 50-point defenseman. And with a fresh start, I think that potentially could happen. But I don't think enough people are talking about the pickup of Connor Garland because this guy is a very underrated hockey player, in my opinion.
I know, but that's not the risk, though. I think Connor Garland is going to be great for you.
Yeah.
But the risk is the term and the year, then the dollars on Ekman-Larsson what that does to your cap.
Yeah. Hey, and 100%. Like, the Canucks said, Canucks easily could have just had one more year of being shit and let Eriksson, Beagle, and Roussel all expire and have that cap space and still have that ninth overall pick. But they said, okay, we can get Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who is a top four defenseman, right, plays big minutes, big 6'6" guy, and Connor Garland, who we have lots of control over, right, rather than use that money in free agency or trades. They know what they're getting. What they're getting with these players.
But what happens now if someone throws a crazy offer sheet at one of your guys and you can't match because you don't have cap?
Well, I mean, I just don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either, but I'm just saying
Said all last year, oh, Barzal's got an option. Barzal's got an option. This guy's got an option. And none of it happened. Like, no. I don't think players – I don't think GMs do that unless you're a dumbass like Mark Bergevin because that damages reputations and, oh, this guy, blah, blah, blah. Like, offer sheets, when is the last time an offer sheet has been successful? I think it was Dustin Penner in 2007.
You were the one that predicted an offer sheet would happen last year, and I said it wouldn't. You said
I don't know.
It wasn't me. I'm just saying that right now, though, you're putting handcuffs on your team. And with two guys that you got to put price tags on that are going to be very, very hefty, it would scare the hell out of me if I was the Vancouver
Canucks. I think you would go 3 years around 2.3 for Dickinson. I think you go 5 years at 4.2 for Garland. I think you go 3 years at 6.25 for Hughes.
I'd say no way if I'm Hughes. I want 7 years.
Okay, then it's less AAV. It's pretty simple.
Then I'm walking. Then I'll sign
you
one
can.
Year. Then I'll, okay,
you
I'll
can.
Sign, okay, I'll sign 1 year then.
You can't.
Yeah, I can sign 1 year.
He can't get off shoot, though. He has no leverage.
No, but he's a restricted free agent. So he can say, yeah, that's fine. I'll sign 1 year at $3 million. And, that's fine, then I'm walking.
He can't. You still have RFA rights, dude, for another 4 years. What are you talking about?
Well, he can play hardball here. He deserves more money than that. And he's going to get more than that.
I mean, okay, but look at Charlie McAvoy, though, what he just got.
So what are you going to do? Pettersson, he's a $7 million guy.
Pettersson is 3x7, yes.
But if I'm Pettersson, I'm not signing for 3 years. I want long term.
Yeah, okay. Then you go 8x9. It's either 3x7 or 8x9. That's your options.
8 years, $9 million per year?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well then how you're fucked on the cap then.
I think they're gonna trade Schmidt, I think.
Well, who wants Schmidt?
I was doing some research. I think Winnipeg's really interested in Schmidt. They tried to get him last year.
They're not paying him that.
And Schmidt wouldn't waive to go.
So why would he waive to go now?
Schmidt would, because now I don't think he has much options. I think he would have to waive.
Oh, he has an option. Stay in Vancouver.
And I haven't really thought.
Why would he leave? Why? I would say, fuck you. I'm not leaving.
I don't know.
You just traded for me, you dumbasses. I'm staying here.
Apparently, he wants out, though. Like, I don't know that anywhere, though.
How do you know that?
That's what I'm saying. The report is that he wants out on a lot of social media outlets that I haven't seen anywhere. Holtby, I think, is gone, though. But I think the Canucks on paper have one of the best top nines in the league, and I'm excited. Their defense, yeah, they got to figure that shit out. They got to figure it out defensively. But four groups looks pretty good on paper.
Chicago Blackhawks acquire Seth Jones, a first round in 2021 and a sixth round in 2022 for Adam Boqvist, a first rounder in 2021, a second rounder in 2022, and a first rounder in 2022.
Hefty price for a team that's fucking nowhere near contending. Not sure why Chicago's making this trade.
Because they want to build with a big guy like Seth Jones.
Okay, but Brad, Hayes isn't getting any younger. Fucking Kane isn't getting any younger. This core still has no starting goalie. Is Malcolm Subban taking it to the playoffs? Probably not.
No.
I just don't know the direction. $9.5 million is a huge ticket for Seth Jones.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Is Seth Jones really the third best defenseman in the NHL?
You can't go off salary, dude.
Oh, that's what he's paid as the third best defenseman in the league.
Yeah, well.
Behind Carlson and Doughty.
Well, they're not one and two.
Those two aren't even top D-man in the league.
If I had to pick one in the league, I'd pick Victor Hedman, Cale Makar second.
Yeah, I'm probably right there with you.
And there's
a reason why Tampa Bay is on back-to-back. I've been touching pay cut.
And I'm Heiskanen in third, and I'm Seth Jones fourth.
He's that high on your list, eh?
Yes, he's in my top five. He is.
I have him at about seven.
He's in my top five. He might not be four, he might be five, but he's either four or five. Serious.
Fair enough.
Two more trades. Philadelphia Flyers acquire Cam Atkinson for Jakub Voracek. I think this is just a... Hey, you take my guy, we'll take yours, and let's see what happens here. I don't mind.
Well,
this
Philly saved some cap here, too. I really thought they would have had to retain salary on Voracek's contract or trade picks the other way to Columbus. But, I mean, it's a one-for-one trade, no picks, no salary retained, fresh start for both guys. I think Philadelphia won this trade. I'm really not a Jakub Voracek fan. I'm really not.
I'm not either.
I like Cam Atkinson's game. Another undersized guy who knows how to put the puck in the net and goes to the gritty areas. He's another guy, Brendan Gallagher. There's a lot of those guys, right? I love players like that.
Yeah, you'll love them until the playoffs and you get fucking slaughtered.
I'm saying I love undersized guys that aren't afraid to go. Like they play a lot bigger than what they say on the height scale.
Last trade. This one is a head shaker to me, and there's been a few head shakers lately. Florida Panthers acquires Sam Reinhart. Buffalo gets Devon Levi and a first rounder in 2022.
I don't mind the return. I mean, goaltending prospect, first round pick next year. I mean, what more were you going to get?
I don't know. If I was Calgary, I'd have given more than that for Sam Reinhart.
You guys got Sam Pitlick. You didn't mention that one.
Tyler Pitlick.
Or Tyler Pitlick, yeah. You like that trade?
It's a bottom it's a bottom six guy. Like, I don't know.
He's a good bottom six forward. I don't mind that.
It's not a roster changer, but, I mean, there's probably
He's a serviceable guy. He's better than a guy like Josh Levo.
You know, probably a higher upside than some of the bottom six guys we've been testing lately. I guess it's not a roster changer.
I was just messing around. But, yeah, I like this pickup for Florida. Their forward group just got a lot scarier, boy.
That's a pretty good pickup there.
And they got to pay him, though, so we'll see what happens there.
Let's cruise through the entry draft and get on rolling here. Sabres pick Owen Power first overall. No surprise there. I don't know. I look at the first round, and honestly, this year is because
this
a lot of these guys.
This draft was dog shit.
Yeah, well, nobody. I mean, a lot of the guys didn't even play last year. So, like,
pandemic world, nobody played, nobody scouted.
I don't know.
Tough.
Did anything stand out in the first round besides the selection of Logan Mayhew?
Yeah, I'll get to that in three questions. That's one of my questions.
Okay, we'll leave that alone then. 81 defenseman pick, 53 centers.
Hey, listen, I was fucking dumbfounded. Absolutely dumbfounded when Edmonton traded down and Minnesota got that goalie at 20. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Edmonton. Jesper Wallstat is literally right in front of your fucking eyeballs. Yeah. And you're trading to pick to Minnesota to drop down two spots? Are you kidding me? What are we doing?
I don't know.
You have a chance to get one of the best goalies in the draft, projected to go top six, and he fell to you at 20, and you traded the pick. What are we doing? If I was an Oilers fan, I'd be irate. I'd be breaking my shit.
I don't know.
I was like, fucking Edmonton's going to Edmonton. Man, what a dumb fucking trade.
One thing that stood out to me is, did you notice that there's 82 Canadians picked and 50 Americans? That's the closest that's been ever, to my knowledge.
Yeah, I really think that USA Hockey's really passed Canada in development. Like, they got that U.S. development program. There's a lot of Canadian players that are going down to play in the USHL. USHL is growing a ton, and it's right up there at the CHL. And, good for the Americans. I mean, that's good. I mean, you want U.S. and Canada to be almost on par for developing, and, it's good to see.
One bit of good news for the draft that made my Saturday afternoon kind of fun was, the sixth round, 162nd pick by the Anaheim Ducks comes from my hometown junior team. Kyle Kukkonen gets selected. That was always
from the Minotauros?
Yeah, so that was cool to see. So the only two North American Hockey League players chosen, and one from right here in my home turf. So that was cool.
Is he pretty good?
He's a stud.
Pretty good player?
He's a stud.
That's good for him.
He is a stud. So it's time to go around the National Hockey League.
Get that horn off here.
All right, Pekka Rinne retires.
No being biased on this pod.
Pekka Rinne retires. King Clancy Trophy winner, 369 wins, 60 shutouts.
Hell of a career, man.
It was.
Hell of a career. A guy that saw obviously his play dip as he got older, but man, when he was in his late 20s, early 30s, he was one of the best goalies in the NHL. Props to him. Best of luck. Rest of his after-retirement. It was a lot of fun watching Pekka Rinne, for sure.
Yeah, he was one of my favorites. And actually, one of the first NHL guys that I interviewed, was one of the nicer guys I've ever interviewed. Great, great guy. Minnesota Wild. Let's talk a little bit about the Wild. As they buy out both Suter and Parisi, which shocked me. $26 million in cap space. They still have to pay hefty amounts on this, though. And
I'm gonna pull it up on Cap Friendly right now.
And well, did this surprise you? It surprised me they bought both of them out.
Yeah, I thought it was one or the other because obviously Bill Guerin went up to them and said, "Can you waive your no trade clause for the expansion draft?" And they probably said, "Fuck that," you know.
Which
you know,
I would have.
I would have said that too. We talked about how they treated Parise in the playoffs. Scratched him. I would have said, screw you. I'm not
Me
doing
too.
That. So I wasn't surprised. For Parise Suter, I was a little surprised. a guy that's going to be sought after. I could see him going to Boston. I could see him landing in Boston. I could see him landing in the Islanders. I could see Parise also going to the Islanders for some reason.
They're both – Lou Lamoriello is rumored to want both of them.
Yeah, I think Lou Lamoriello had that – I'm pretty sure he drafted Zach Parise, so he knows all about the player that he's getting there. But, yeah, 2022, this upcoming season, 4.7, 2022-23, 12.7, 2023-24, 14.7, 14.7 the year after that, and then it goes down to 1.6 the final 2 years. So just a lot of dead money doing this. Obviously, they created a lot of cap for this upcoming season. They created, I think, like $16 million, I want to say, in cap this season. So, I mean, it makes sense for this year, but like, fuck, the years after that are brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 12, 20, let's see, that's $40 million from 2022 to 2024 of dead cap that you, like, those guys aren't even playing on your team. It's a heavy risk, but, I mean, that's the price you got to pay to keep Spurgeon, Brodin, and Dumba, I guess. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Thursday, the NHL released their 2021-2022 schedule. Anything that stood out to you? The only thing I saw was the big break for the Olympics, which I honestly don't think is going to happen. Your thoughts?
I feel bad for the New York Islanders. That sucks.
Yeah, 13 games in a row.
13 games in a row out of the gate because their home arena is not ready. I mean, they had to kind of anticipate that happening. Mm-hmm. But... shitty. That's shitty. That sucks. There's a lot of teams that...
there is a bright spot, though. You're going to have a loaded schedule on the backside of home games.
Yep. I'm with you. I also don't think there'll be Olympics this year. So is that break still going to be there? Or? Yeah,
I think they'll just have the All-Star break during that, and it'll still be that.
They'll just have 3 weeks off then?
What they'll do is that'll be everybody's... what do we call it, bye weeks or whatever? Remember how CBA bye
week? Yeah, I know,
but
like you're gonna have 3 weeks of no games.
Well, you can't reschedule all these games. I mean, they've already went through all their arena availability. Hey, this is what the freaking players and fans all wanted was this Olympics, and I've boo-hooed it from the beginning. And this is the shit that
you're
gonna have.
Honestly, like I don't think it's gonna happen, but it would be cool. It would be
I don't
awesome
even think it's going
to
be cool because the game. It would be cool if it was in freaking Vancouver or in the States somewhere, but it's not going to be cool having a game at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, okay, but like from a pure hockey fan standpoint, seeing McDavid, Crosby, and McKinnon on the line, that's pretty damn cool.
It is cool if people are going to watch it. But listen, okay, the Olympics have started now.
I haven't watched a second.
Either have I.
I don't care.
Why is that? I'm usually a big Olympics person, and I don't give a flying.
I like watching the Winter Olympics. I couldn't care. I like watching the speed skating and the figure skating.
I don't even care cool this watch. Year. I watched mean, a little I, softball tonight, and I watched. Yeah. I don't know. Like nothing gets me excited. I don't know.
Summer Olympics are just aren't the same as winter.
I don't know. You ready for three questions?
Yeah, let's get her going.
It's time for three questions.
Last week was my turn to fire questions at Blake, and now it's his turn to fire them back at me. Blake started off number one.
Logan Bellew re-announced himself from the draft, said he didn't want to be taken for taking a picture and sending it of a girl who he had sex with unconsensually. And Montreal goes ahead and drafts him with 32nd pick. Like, what is Montreal doing here?
Picking the best player available. And I'll bet you any amount of money this kid was happy. And I think it's fine.
Okay, but, like, I'll play devil's advocate. I believe in second chances, and this kid can change his 17 and do it, but, like, apparently,
you know how many
like
players
this,
drafted right now.
Yeah, I know, but I'm
have
saying
taken
I'm,
pictures
what I'm
of girls
is,
and posted them.
No, I understand that, but this went public, and apparently, like, he hasn't apologized or anything. Like, what? I'm just thinking, like, I'm playing devil's advocate. Like, what would you be doing if that was your daughter or something? That he did that to? Like, I'm just saying, like, playing devil's advocate.
I'm not justifying.
How would you feel?
I'm not justifying at all what he did. I'm not justifying it at all.
But the kid re-announced himself from the draft. Like, isn't that like a red flag right away? Like,
no, the kid did what he thought was going to be best for his future.
Right.
Right?
Like I said, like I'm a believer in second chances, and you know the kid can change his actions, and hopefully it works out for him. But it was just I don't know, not the best look for the Habs. I don't know.
I don't have as big a problem with it. I mean, I'm not saying I justify it all, like I said, but with what this kid did.
Right.
But, like, wait, we're living in a world where, I mean, look at all the bullshit that's acceptable now.
Right.
And we're going to end this kid's career at 17?
Well, I mean, look what happened to that Miller kid last year.
And that was wrong, too.
They canceled him. They canceled him. They re-announced the pick.
That was wrong, too.
Yeah.
It's wrong what he did. It's wrong what he did. But it was also wrong that Arizona, what they did.
Yeah. And North Dakota, too, for that matter. They took a scholarship. So.
Well, there's a little more leverage there.
Yeah, true. That is true.
Right?
Right. Anything else on that or no?
No.
Who was the biggest winner out of the draft weekend?
You mean from the draft itself? Or
like the draft weekend, whole? Like a team. Biggest team.
Blake, I'm not trying to sound like I don't give a shit about this draft, but I didn't.
No. I'm saying like from the weekend, like including trades and signings
Okay.
stuff like
That I know. I think it's a no-brainer. I think the Philadelphia Flyers did.
Yeah, I think so too. Philadelphia Flyers were on my list. Last question. Who's going to win the Jack Eichel sweepstakes?
Nobody.
No, he's gone, dude. He's gone. Did you see? I saw.
If he goes anywhere, I'm going to say something. Hold and on.
I saw a tweet. Hold on. Montreal has submitted their final offer to Buffalo. Did you see this? Jesperi Kotkaniemi, Matthias Nordner, a 2022 first, a 2023 first, and Paul Byron. That's a pretty good haul for Jack Eichel. Matthias Nordner is a top prospect.
And Kotkaniemi, who didn't play in the playoffs or in the finals.
Two first. I mean, is Buffalo going to get a better offer than that?
No.
Like, I don't know.
I'm going to make a bold prediction here.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily want this to happen.
He's not going to Minnesota, right?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to make a bold prediction here, and I don't want this to happen.
Okay.
First off, I predict he stays in Buffalo.
No shot. No.
I fully predict, I will bet he'll stay in Buffalo. If he goes to a team... You want to know who
don't say the Rangers. Say the Rangers.
Calgary Flames.
No shot. Okay. All right. Put your GM cap on. You get another hat. Put the GM cap on. What are you trading? What's your offer?
Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan in a second round pick.
No shot.
Okay.
Maybe Sean Monahan, a first round pick, and some prospects.
They don't want Johnny Gaudreau?
No.
Why?
Absolutely not.
Why?
No, absolutely not.
He's a better player than Sean Monahan.
Because Johnny Gaudreau's not going to re-sign in Buffalo, Brad.
How do you know that?
He's not. He ain't going to re-sign there.
He ain't going to re-sign in Calgary either.
There is no shot in hell Johnny Hockey is re-signing in Buffalo. It's not happening. No, I will put my life savings on it.
I don't think he will either.
I will bet my damn house on that Johnny Gaudreau would not.
I can tell you where Johnny Gaudreau is going to be.
He's going to Philly.
Or New Jersey. One of the two.
Or New Jersey. Yep. I'm with you there.
And Calgary's going to end up, if they don't get their head out of their ass, they're going to end up with nothing for him.
I don't know. You just dislike Sean Monahan. The disrespect for that.
Sean Monahan?
Yeah.
Sean Monahan was my favorite Flame player. I got an autographed jersey right there. I have an autographed jersey right there on my wall.
You just want him shipped out of town.
Sean Monahan has been played incorrectly for 3 years. He has
that's a Sutter problem.
He is not in. Well, no, Sutter's only been there for freaking 30 games. Like, it's not Sutter. Maybe Sutter will fix it and realize that he's not a number one center.
He's not. No. Okay, who's the number one center then?
Lindholm. And that's not a very good one either, but it's better than Monahan.
Jack Eichel makes a lot of sense for Calgary. I wouldn't trade Sean Monahan.
Who would you trade?
I think you trade Features and Milan Lucic. I'm serious.
I don't think we'd get three pucks and a Dunkin' Donut box for Milan Lucic.
Buddy, it's to make the cap work. That's what Lucic is there. Okay? You trade Lucic, you trade potentially Dylan Dubé and picks to get Jack Eichel. I think that's what it would cost.
Well, I'd trade more than Dylan Dubé.
Like it would be two first, Dylan Dubé, Lucic, and what else? What are we putting in?
Well, it would have to be, if it was two first, fuck, it would kind of be a whole lot more than that.
Like, I think like that's
taking
what
on
like
that big contract
I
too.
Think,
like,
I think Lucic 1,000% goes the other way.
I mean, is Buffalo lost their mind than the fact that there's hardly any teams that can even trade for Eichel because nobody has cap space?
That's what I'm saying. That Lucic has to go the other way. They need $6 million.
Calgary is one of the few teams that even has enough cap space to even do it.
I still think that L.A. should be in that sweepstakes.
I don't disagree, but have you heard one rumor about it? Because
I saw they're out. It's down to New Jersey, Minnesota. What else did I see? Calgary was in on there, and the Rangers. Those are the five that I saw. So, do we got a listener question today?
We do. And it's an interesting question, kind of a straightforward, quick one to answer, because it's just a flat-out straight opinion. The Seattle Kraken introduced the new jersey at the expansion draft. Do you like the new Seattle Kraken jerseys?
Yes, love the jerseys. Love the color scheme. Love the logo. Navy, light blue, white, and red. No problems with it at all.
I don't hate it. I don't like it. I don't hate it.
Yeah,
I just feel they could have came up with an even cooler logo. But
when's your birthday?
It's in November.
I'm going to get you a Mark Giordano Kraken jersey.
I'd wear it just because I respect the hell out of Mark Giordano.
Yeah, that's going to be a big loss for Calgary. Obviously, he's not the defenseman that he once was. He's not the Norris caliber D-man anymore. He's getting old.
But
not capable of playing 20 minutes anymore, but I mean, still going to be a big loss in the room. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely. They wanted a number one, or they wanted a first-round pick.
They wanted 12.
I would have said,
okay, you can have 12 if you fucking take Lucic.
Yeah, I would have too.
Like, I was, okay, you want 12? Okay, if you take Lucic with him, you can have the 12th pick.
Yep, I would have done that.
Like, and you get to keep Giordano, you take Lucic and 12. I'm surprised more trades like that didn't happen.
But
like that was an opportunity.
But Seattle did not want any cap.
But I think they're going to end up doing that anyway, with taking bad contracts and getting picks anyway. So why not do it at the draft?
I don't know. It'll be interesting. I don't know. Yeah, I know what you're saying. There's just
two ways it's going to go. Like they're going to go out and allocate some cap space and get some bad contracts and picks, or they're going to go out and sign a guy like Gabe Landeskog. I don't know.
No, I know what you're saying. We survived another one, Blake. We did.
2 weeks to the next pod?
Well, it's time for summer break. Blake heads to California to catch some Major League Baseball games. And
yeah.
I'm heading off to Florida with the family for a week at Disney World in the pool, watching
have fun with that.
The kids
awesome.
Have fun. We always love going there. So,
you going to go golfing?
Yep, I'm going to go do a little golfing too. So, going to be a lot of fun. We will be back, Blake and I, for the 151st episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast. The last week of August, we'll recap the off season and prepare for season 5 of the show. Have a great summer, everybody. Check us out. Subscribe on YouTube. at Inside Edge Hockey News. Get on over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review. And go on over to manscaped.com, buy and use promo code DEBATE. They'll save you 20% off, and they're going to ship your product free. Great deals, great grooming, all from the DEBATE Hockey Podcast. Enjoy your summer. End of August will come quick. We'll be back. And then you know what? September, camps open. Full steam ahead for season 5. Enjoy your summer. Thanks. Get connected. The DEBATE Hockey Podcast can be found on Twitter at DEBATE Hockey. Also, make sure you check us out on our Facebook page, The DEBATE Hockey Podcast. Brad Brood can be found on Twitter at Brad Brood. And co-host Blake Friars can also be found on Twitter at Friars_Blake. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. The DEBATE Hockey Podcast can be found on all major podcast players. And please consider subscribing to the Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the DEBATE Hockey Podcast with your host, Brad Berood. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com and on Twitter at InsideEdgeHOCKE and Facebook at Inside Edge Hockey News. We'll catch you next time.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.